Well, I had been recently reading through Romans and had been trying to think about what chapters I would prefer to read, but then when I started looking through what I had already read, I realized that there are a few chapters that seem to stick together pretty well. So if anybody would like to follow along, I'm going to start in chapter 12. And this is New King James, if anybody's curious.
Which one?
Romans. I'm starting in chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. And honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger, to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this you also pay taxes, for they are God's minister, attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due taxes to whom taxes are due, custom to whom customs, Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteemed one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day to the Lord, he does not observe it. He who eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. I did not really have a singular subject that I thought I should speak about, but if anybody has any comments, you're welcome to. God bless.
I don't have a specific topic to comment on either. Just appreciate that reading and how clearly it spoke in that translation. Thank you, Brother Rob.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, those are some chapters. There's a lot in there that we can apply to everyday life, and wouldn't hurt us some of those sections that don't hurt us to read often, remind us about. But I'll admit I kind of got stalled in the first chapter there in 12 at verse 16, live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty but associate with the lowly, do not claim to be wiser than you are, which the version you were reading didn't quite say it. That last phrase, do not claim to be wiser than you are. I think the King James says, I'll just look at it here. So I was comparing, be not wise in your own conceits. Like, don't be wise in your own conceits. Now I'm just mulling over that, like how do we apply that to everyday life? And like the difference in his version and the one I have, like, don't claim to be wiser than you are. So it's like the version I was reading is like, okay, so we can claim to be wise if we just don't claim to be wiser than we are. But the thing about it is, most of the time if we go by our own opinion of that, we usually claim, like, we're probably usually thinking we're wiser than we are, right? So therefore, like the do not be wise in your own conceits. Anyway, I was just looking at more of the versions and how they render it. Here are a few of them. So the Common English Bible. Consider everyone as equal. Don't think that you're better than anyone else. Instead, associate with people who have no status. Don't think that you're so smart. Or the NLT, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. The Amplified says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty. And then it renders haughty as conceited, self-important, exclusive. But associate with humble people, those with a realistic self-view. Do not overestimate yourself. So, anyway, just suppose we could think about it a long time. Wouldn't hurt us all to think about it more and search ourselves. Thank you.
Amen, Brother Robert. And some modern commentators like to say Romans is a magnus opus, opus magnus, Latin for the greatest work of Paul. I strongly disagree. It's okay. The reason I would disagree would be obvious, because they like to say it's faith alone, Martin Luther and others, and it's beautiful. Oh, it's inspired. It's God's word. We should humble ourselves and live it. And one comment on present your bodies as a living sacrifice, right before it says, don't be conformed to the world. That could be negative, you know. We don't want sports and politics and modesty, fashion, you know, we don't go for those things on negative. That's really not much sacrifice. We don't get involved in sports and fashion and politics and you name it, the things of this world. But the positive things, I think, that we should be presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice would be discipleship, evangelism, helping the poor, hospitality, coming to the assembly. God forbid that we give glory except to the cross of Jesus Christ. And so I am very thrilled to be part of this group. And I think we are basically, may not be completely, we're on fire for the Lord, and I think we're doing well. And I just want to say, love you, brethren, and let's try to live the book of Romans. The Lord be magnified.
Leroy, what were you saying was different about the translation?
Just the difference in like how it states that we shouldn't consider ourselves wise. The King James says we shouldn't be wise in our own conceit there at the end of verse 16. And mine says don't count yourself wiser than you are, as if like we should consider ourselves wise just to where we are.
Does it say that in your translation? It says, do not be wise in your own opinion.
Yeah.
But I guess that could mean just like what you think is more important than what somebody else might say, or that's maybe the way I took it.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for reading that. My thoughts are just chapter 14. Just thinking about how he's just, what he says in chapter 14 kind of goes both ways to the point that I thought it almost seems like if there's some kind of an, conflict between me and someone else over like food and the kind of things he mentions here, that could almost be certain that I'm in the wrong. I'm not 100% just sure about that, but as I was thinking about that, because he says that he says let him who eats let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. And then but later, starting in verse 14, he says that he's convinced that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. And then he just goes on to exhort that even if you have that conviction and you have that faith, it's not right for you to grieve your brother because of your food. So anyway, that's a challenge, I guess, for me. Just more used to thinking about like thinking of things in terms of like if I'm right, then I need to convince him that he's wrong. And Paul here is just is in these kinds of matters saying let each be convinced in his own mind.
Thank you. All the paths of the